one of my favorite feasts, and I think there's really two focuses to this holy day. The one is to remember all the uncanonized saints in the church and in our lives. We have wonderful, wonderful canonized saints, and that's, I think, one of the great things about our Catholic tradition, to have all the canonized saints, and we have all the statues of the saints in our sanctuary and in most churches. So that's a great part of our Catholic tradition. But we realize that there's even many, 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 many more uncanonized saints. People who live saintly, holy lives are no doubt with God in heaven, but just haven't been formally canonized, which is a very rigorous process. And I think this is a good opportunity for us to think about who are the saints in our lives and who are the saints that we know. Last night in my Jesuit community, for our community prayer, we just... I was the cook last night. We had hamburgers and baked beans. It was really quite good. But anyway, so when you're the cook, then you get to say what you're going to do for community prayer. So I just dawned on me, let's just name somebody that we know who's a saint. And it was really a very nice exercise. One of the people I always mention that you might have heard me talk about before is Father Joe Sheehan, who was my novice director, who was just a very, very saintly man, very joyful, very kind, very loving, very giving. He really showed the joy of the gospel, and he was a great example for us novices, and he was very affirming to us. And right now, one that I think of, that I think is a saint, is Pope Francis. Again, the same thing. He shows that joy of the gospel that he talks about. He doesn't just talk about it. He really shows it. And the way I think he says more in gestures than even in his wonderful words. So you might want to think about that. You know, who are the saints in your life? If you think about your family, if you think about people you know, you think about maybe public figures, who are saints that you can think of? And we're kind of fortunate in our time to have some people who are contemporaries, at least for us older folks, becoming saints, like Pope John Paul II and Pope John the 23rd, and we have John Henry Cardinal Newman, who is not a contemporary of ours, but there's somebody else that I'm blanking on who was just made a saint. That's a contemporary. So we can really be grateful for that. But I think it's a good little exercise just to think of those people. And I think it was maybe Pope Francis who said those people that we're attracted to for their holiness, that calls forth something in us that maybe is being, you know, that God is trying to bring forth in us. So the other part of this feast day is to remind us that we're all called to be saints. And I know that can be kind of a difficult thing. It's easy to say the universal call to holiness, we're all called to be saints. But I think sometimes it'd be, you know, it almost seems presumptuous, doesn't it, to say that I'm striving to be a saint or I want to be a saint. But I think it's just the fact that we are called to be saints. And I just want to share a couple thoughts on that. Recently, I've been studying St. Paul's theology. I always try to keep the edge there and keep reading and keep studying. So I don't just trot out the same old ideas week after week. And St. Paul has a wonderful theology of sanctity and of sainthood. St. Paul sees that there's a tension between sin and grace in the world and within each of us. He sees sin as a radical selfishness, a me-first attitude. Did you ever hear that before? And he talks about grace, on the contrary, is a radical self-giving, as we see in Christ in that Philippians 2 passage where Jesus does not cling to being God but becomes one of us and becomes a slave and a servant of all. It's the grace to become like Christ, a Christ-like person for others. And St. Paul sees life as a Christian as a process of transformation under the influence of grace, from being self-centered to being other-centered and self-giving as Christ was, to be transformed into another Christ. And that's what we're called to do, to put on Christ, as St. Paul says. And he describes our state today as being on the way, on this journey of faith and grace, because we're now in those in-between times between Christ's first coming and the full realization of the kingdom of God at his second coming. So being on the way in these in-between times requires, as Paul points out, requires patience and perseverance and endurance and hope on our part to open ourselves to that ongoing conversion to become a Christ-like person for others. And I think that's what really holiness is for St. Paul, to let ourselves be open to that ongoing conversion under the influence of grace to become a self-giving, Christ-like person for others. And that's a noble call. I love Pope Francis talks in such a homey way about the call to holiness in his exhortation, Rejoice and Be Glad, which I think is really my favorite of his writings. But he talks in a very compelling way, in a way that I think we can relate to. He talks about the saints next door, parents who raise their children with immense love, and grandparents and aunts and uncles, people who work hard to support their families. He says we're all called to be holy by living our lives with love. And then he says, are you married? Be holy by loving and caring for your spouse. Do you work for a living? Be holy by laboring with integrity and skill in the service of your brothers and sisters. Are you a parent or grandparent? Be holy by patiently teaching your children and grandchildren how to follow Jesus. And that doesn't stop when they leave home. Are you in a position of authority? Be holy by working for the common good and renouncing personal gain. So the holiness to which the Lord calls us we can grow in just by little simple small gestures. And again, he talks in just very concrete ways. Some of those small gestures where we can grow in holiness, he describes as giving up an opportunity to gossip or talk badly about someone, to be there to listen to someone who needs to talk. It might be a family member, but it could be anyone. It could be a friend. It could be a colleague, a coworker, somebody who needs to really talk about their hopes or dreams or hurts or whatever it might be. And to do that, even when you don't feel like it, even when you're tired, that is a gesture of holiness. Praying to God, praying to God when you're anxious or worried. You know, St. Pope Francis talks about that. Yeah, if we're worried or anxious, you know, to turn to God in prayer, that's a sign of holiness, or a mark of holiness, or a gesture of holiness. Pope Francis also talks about treating a poor person on the street with kindness and respect. That can be a gesture of holiness. So he says holiness is nothing other than charity lived to the full. And that's what we're called to be loving people. To be holy involves spending time in prayer and going to Mass, being in love with Jesus and letting that love impel us to love other people. And also, Pope Francis talks about holiness means being uniquely ourselves, our best self, and in that way reflecting Jesus in the world today. So we all have a unique lens. We're all like a diamond. We're all like a prism that can reflect the light of Christ in the world in our own unique way. And we can only do that if we are ourselves. He says, don't imitate others. Be yourself, but be your best self. We need, also Pope Francis talks about how we need to see the entirety of our life as a mission to build the kingdom of God with Christ, the kingdom of love and justice and universal peace. So that somehow, even in our little small ways, we're called to build this kingdom of love and peace and justice. It's to be salt of the earth and light of the world wherever we find ourselves. You know, we think of that prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, you know, where there's hatred, so love, where there's conflict, so peace, etc. And then also, of course, to be a saint doesn't mean we have to be perfect. All the great saints, you know, are very aware of their sinfulness. We do make mistakes. We do make missteps. We do sin. But we shouldn't let that discourage us or give up. We can turn to the Lord in forgiveness. As Catholics, we have the sacrament of reconciliation. And we just have to make sure that we don't give up the path of love, but let ourselves be transformed by God's love and mercy. And again, in these in-between times, as St. Paul points out, that requires patience, endurance, perseverance. So being a saint is and responding to God's call to holiness is really something we can all do. It's not out of our reach. It's not something out there just for these special holy people. It's for all of us. And I think that besides the help of God's grace working also in the community. I think it's hard for me to imagine trying to respond to that call to holiness, that call to be a saint, without a community, without our parish community supporting us. In my case, my Jesuit community, maybe in your cases, your family community, or maybe you're an Ignatian associate, or whatever community you might be a part of. We can't do this alone. We cannot be saints on our own. We need a community. So thank you for being here tonight so we can encourage each other to be saintly and to respond to God's call to holiness. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.